By collecting and comparing meteorites, scientists have been able to piece together a picture of how they formed. And these studies have revealed they're some of the most remarkable rocks in the solar system.
Few places in the world have got as many meteorites as the Natural History Museum. Meteorites like this. It's a cracker, isn't it? The thing is, the ones that are out here on display are just a fraction. The bulk of the collection's behind the scenes. And that is where the science goes on. So all these are meteorites of some shape and form?
They're all either meteorites or...
Professor Sarah Russell is expert at decoding the messages hidden within these fragments of space rock.
So this one looks quite rocky. What about that one?
It looks like a humble rock, but right. If you hold this, be very careful of this one. This is older than the Earth. It's the oldest thing you'll ever hold.
So this is older than, what, 4.6 billion years?
Yes, we have this number of 4.6 billion years of the age of the solar system. We know that from meteorites like this one, and from looking at the age of the components within it. So if you can see, it's got these rounded objects in it, which are millimetre to centimetre size. These are called chondrules. And these were once free-floating. Before there were planets, these were free-floating in the solar system around the very young sun. Yeah. And then they slowly coalesced to make asteroids and larger objects until eventually planets were formed. So these were the building blocks of planets.